This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Demolition of a funeral home in Penrose is slated to start mid-April. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Workers will spray a disinfectant and odor suppressant inside the Return to Nature funeral home. Contractors with the EPA will also mitigate rodents. The demolition comes after two delays related to debris disposal. Authorities found nearly 200 mishandled bodies there last year. The co-owners face charges including abuse of a corpse, money laundering, and forgery. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Many colleges and universities have pushed back enrollment deadlines amid problems with calculating student financial aid packages. CPR's Tom Hess reports that Colorado Mesa University has created its own solution to delays with the Federal Student Aid Application Form.
Students looking to attend Colorado Mesa University don't have to wait to find out what kind of financial aid they're eligible for. University President John Marshall says they've created their own aid calculator so students know what kind of funding they can expect.
That is a game-changing go-no-go decision for a family. Do I have $10,000 in need-based grants or do I not? And if the answer is, well, we're not sure, get back to us in a few months. Well, a few months, we've moved on.
Marshall says the university will guarantee any financial aid offer, even if their estimate was wrong. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Avalanche danger forecasts can be confusing for people who aren't buried in snow data. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center wants to know what kind of information is actually useful to folks who are often in the backcountry. To improve their forecasts, the center is working on a survey of skiers, snowboarders, snowmobilers, ice climbers, and snowshoers. They'll collect the data through mid-April. The survey is open on the Avalanche Center's website. This is CPR News and KRCC.